AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden signed an order lifting a ban on most transgender people from serving in the military.
This is reinstating a position that previous commanders and as well as secretaries have supported.
The ban was ordered by former President Trump. This order immediately prohibits any service member from being forced out of the military on the basis of gender identity. The Biden administration is promising to make up for lost time on climate change. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of the historic 2015 Paris Climate Accord, ridiculing the science of human-caused climate change. Hours after taking office last week, President Biden signed an order putting the U.S. back in.
We come back, I want you to know, with humility.
U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says he regrets America lost years that could have been spent fighting climate change.
And we'll do everything in our power to make up for it.
In a video message to a global climate summit, Kerry says the world must take decisive action and says the Biden administration's working on its own more ambitious target for cutting emissions. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Coronavirus deaths and cases per day have dropped in the U.S. over the past few weeks, but the numbers are still high. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines need to be tweaked to deal with new variants.
I don't want people to think at this point that the vaccines are not effective against them. They are. However, we really need to make sure that we begin, and we already have, to prepare, if it's necessary, to upgrade the vaccines.
The Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating whether any former or current department officials engaged in an improper attempt to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is AP News. New mass vaccination centers have opened in Britain.
The government says vaccination of the most vulnerable groups, organized by the Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, will be completed by the middle of February. In Mansfield, senior operations manager Nina Marshall says it's been a massive endeavor getting inoculation sites like hers up and running so swiftly.
It's a very complex program in that we need to be able to get the vaccine supply, we need to have the workforce to do it, and hopefully we'll be delivering in excess of 20,000 a week.
So far, Britain has vaccinated over 6 million people. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Former Trump White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is running for governor in Arkansas. She is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. Sanders' announcement comes less than a week after the end of Donald Trump's time in office, and the ex-president faces an impeachment trial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.